This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, it looks like the problem of unequal pay for women reaches right up to the highest office in the land, the White House. Latest report of White House staff salary shows there is an $11,000 difference in the median salary of the women who work at the White House and the men. Then we uncovered this fact about women and making money. Here in Michigan, we are 10th in the nation in the number of small businesses owned by women. Yet when it comes to revenue being pulled in by these businesses, Michigan is way down there at 49th out of the 50 states. Boosting the earning power of women is one of the leading goals of Count Me In. This national group is helping Southeast Michigan women who own small businesses, holding a big event this weekend called Urban Rebound. It's being held in downtown Detroit. Joining me now is the founder of Count Me In, Nell Merlino. Nell, as you travel around the country, you're helping women grow their businesses, grow their earning power. What is your sense with fresh outstate eyes of women business owners here in Michigan?
There's a lot of creativity. I also think there's been a lot of pain, though.
Yes,
there's been a lot of changes, struggling, downsizing. So I think the mood or the head for growth is challenging. I do think what's happened with the auto industry is encouraging in the sense that it has come back. I think the question is, how does that spill over, you know, to women? Because I think a lot of those businesses historically and all the businesses associated with the auto industry have been historically male. But what else do people need? I mean, I found my trip to Detroit exciting in terms of people looking at very innovative stuff like urban farming and what's going on in Tech Town. So I think they're in the process of, I think, a big rethink as to how do you go about making a living and creating jobs for other people that were not necessarily the things that, say, our parents were doing, you know, and things like that. And I think some places are slower than others to adopt that new way of thinking because there was a great thing going on in Michigan for a long time.
Yeah. In your view, what do you think that we as a state need to do to support women business owners?
As a state, I certainly hope we get to do what we're doing in Detroit statewide. There needs to be more attention drawn to the businesses that exist because we focus on existing businesses. And how do we help them grow? Because often, you know, you have a lot of, there's always this economic development sort of approach that you're trying to bring in all these big companies from, you know, and you're offering them all these tax breaks. And while I think some of that's probably good, I really think we have to look at who's in our backyard. What are they doing? And with a little help and often some exposure, what could they do to create jobs right here in a business that started right there in Michigan? There's this belief that it's somewhere else, that it's, you know, you got to go find it, you know, whether, you know, it used to be Japan, now, you know, who knows where it is, you know, to bring companies in to do stuff. Look in our own backyards. What's there? I mean, that's why I love that. I keep coming back to the urban farming. Here you've got all this land and, you know, the need for, you know, food. How do you make businesses out of that? How do you create an opportunity for them to be visible on a statewide or a regional or a national level or in an international level for that matter? I think these kind of trade missions that governors go on, they always should take like, you know, half a dozen small business owners with them.
It's funny because our governor is in China.
Exactly. And are there small business owners with the governor? That would be my question. You know, you often take big companies, but take a couple small companies because small companies get big when they are able to meet somebody in China that they can do business with. And that's what I think elected officials can facilitate is help people meet people.
Now, just kind of going back to where we started, Michigan is number 10 in the nation in terms of the number of businesses owned by women, but number 49 in terms of revenue growth. What's behind that?
I don't know what's behind it, but I know how to get out of it. They've got to set goals. I think it's concentrated, focused effort that people have got to get into about how are they going to move their product or service. And I think in an economy like Michigan's that's been depressed for a while, you may have to open up markets for yourself outside of Michigan. The mindset that everybody's behind and all those things and the reality of it, you got to find some way to break out of it. And setting goals, making plans, very focused. You've got to get focused. Because I think there's a head that, oh, this is all I can do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that this is all I can do. Kick in the pants. Come on. same reason, you know, women end up in difficult situations, you know, whether it's domestic violence or, you know, dealing with a bad boss. At some point, you just got to say, no, that's not what I'm doing anymore.
Now, Merlino, it has really been a charging up experience to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And it's not too late for you to get into this weekend's Urban Rebound. You can go to countmein.org for details. And as always, you can find more at michiganradio.org.